I'm sure many of my colleagues present here today have often heard tell of the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. It's a truly remarkable organisation that was set up back in 2013 by Colin and Ethna Bell. And over the past 13 years, they have helped more than 2,500 families repatriate their loved ones who have passed away abroad. They really are a truly remarkable organisation. As I say, it was established by Colin and Ethna Bell back in 2013 after the tragic passing of their son, Kevin, in New York, in tragic circumstances. And from that experience, they realised the cost and the logistics of bringing Kevin's body home. And they turned that incredible tragedy and the loss of their son, Kevin, into such a powerful resource that many other unfortunate families have benefited from over the past 13 years. They assisted grieving loved ones, providing compassion and support in the most darkest of times. I've learned this week that both Colin and Ethna are to step back from the day-to-day running of the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, but I'm heartened to hear that they will still be there involved in the organisation. They have truly left an amazing legacy in their wake, and they can be truly proud of their achievements. And I would be grateful, Leader, if a few lines could be read out to them on behalf of all the members, I'm sure, of this House, to thank them sincerely for the huge work that they have done and the legacy that they have left in their wake, and that the organisation will continue to help families in the most darkest of hours. Corrie Mulamach.